This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. There are so many times I almost give out my cell phone number when I do that, because they're very similar, and I have been giving out my cell phone number a lot lately to attorneys and, you know, supervisory officers and all of that, so it just rolls right off my tongue, and it's a continual struggle. I've stopped myself like one digit away from giving out my full cell phone number on the show. So luckily, I haven't yet done so, but it's probably inevitable that I will. But it's been a good week. Ian, it seems, is likely to get released. The judge is certainly open to the possibility, at least, and I'm tremendously looking forward to that, not simply because I want Ian to be free, but it reduces my workload considerably.
Sure.
It gets me back to where I can just consistently have at least one day off each week, possibly even two. It's a lot is in the air, and it's being settled. I finally got permission from my supervisory officer to watch porn today.
Oh, congratulations.
That only took like a month and a half. In her defense, it wasn't a priority, so I didn't even ask until like a few days ago. I also got permission to use Wish, which I tend not to do because a lot of their stuff comes from China.
Yeah.
And it's made in the Xinjiang province where, you know, there's literal slavery.
Sure.
So I try to avoid it. But there are things that you can buy that are from, like, India or other countries that don't use as much open slave labor where there's a Holocaust happening. So it's been a good week. Looking forward to having good news on Thursday.
I'm looking forward to looking at Ian's face in person again. I noticed that he's grown quite a beard.
I wish I could look at his face in person again, but it's going to be a very long time before that can happen.
I'm so sorry.
I am as well, but, you know, if he's free, it will do my heart a lot of good to know. So let's go to the phones. We got Luke calling. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ari. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first thing, on my morning conference call at my work, where I work for a major utility, they told us that, to have fun this summer at summer barbecues and picnics, but if there's any unvaccinated people around, they want to make sure that you put them at a separate table and you socially distance from them. And,
but if you're vaccinated, why would that be necessary, right?
Exactly. It doesn't. This whole thing is upside down. Doesn't make any sense. Then I get a phone call from a very good friend of mine. They're going to put in their locker room red stickers on the lockers for the unvaccinated, and yellow stickers for the people that are vaccinated.
Wow. I'm not surprised about this segregating tactics that they're trying to perform or are performing.
We did the math at my other job, and we determined that 73% of our employees have been vaccinated. And that number is actually higher now because three additional people have been vaccinated. So I may very well be the only one there who has not been vaccinated at this point.
Wow.
There's no discrimination.
That's where I feel I'm at, too. I feel as though there's only a few of my friends where I work that are unvaccinated. And we're still the same people that have been we all listen to Free Talk Live for the past 12, 13 years. And it's the same people that are ahead of the curve with a lot of things. I did listen to Ian's bail hearing yesterday, too.
I want to say thank you to everyone who showed up in support. My attorney was stunned by how many people were there. I mean, there were four pages of people in the room, something like 80 to 100.
Oh, no, way more than that. I was going through at least 12 on my phone anyways. I don't know what you're doing on your
I think it was 15 or 25 per page on my
computer. Oh, okay. That sounds about right then.
So, yeah, four full pages of people, 80 to 100 at least. It was a stunning display of support. Mm-hmm. Probably the best thing that Ian has experienced since March the 16th.
I thought Ian's attorney did very well. They were very prepared. Ian spoke very, very well, like he always does. And I think they actually made the other side look to be overreaching and tyrannical, even to the judge. And I think I have a lot more hope right now for Ian and the Crypto Six than I did a couple days ago.
I have hope that he's going to be released, hopefully this week. Like I said, I don't know how long it's actually going to take for him to put up the property that they want or any of that, but hopefully this can be done sooner rather than later, because he deserves to be free. I mean, he has not been convicted of any crime. The idea of holding him is an atrocious violation of his rights.
It is. He's not a danger to society. He's a very peaceful person. He even expresses that all the time for a very long period of time on the radio. Yeah, and so I don't understand what the problem is. They just want to lock innocent people up and ruin their lives. It's terrible.
As Ian's attorney said, you know, they were trying to use something that nobody said against Ian in the bail hearing, detention reform report, whatever it was. It's all very complicated. And Ian's attorney pointed out that, you know, first of all, that was nobody. You can't use that as a reason to hold Ian in jail. But second of all, Ian is on the record repeatedly arguing about this very issue with nobody.
Hmm. Hey,
it's amazing that that's even an issue, because the First Amendment was made to talk about very controversial things. It wasn't made to talk about the weather. So I heard all those conversations with nobody and Ian, and, you know, I don't even know why they're even making this an issue, but I realize this is how the system works now, so you got to play within their system.
Unfortunately, that does seem to be the case, but, I mean, the system is proving fairer than I expected it to be. I got to be honest. I did not have any hope whatsoever that Ian was going to actually be released. I didn't think the government wanted to let him go.
They definitely don't want that, but they have no choice because they're failing at what they're doing.
I mean, I discussed this with someone. I mean, it was basically going to take a judge being willing to stand up to the government and say, hey, you're out of line here.
Mm-hmm.
But shockingly, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully...
I just want to go back to what he originally called for, though. This, like, segregation-type tactics that the government's trying to play. I was helping a friend over in Northfields run for selectman. That's Jason Gearhard. Go hard with Gearhard. I went to the voting process. I couldn't vote because I'm not from there. However, they segregated the masked and unmasked. So if you were masked, you could go on one side of the building. If you were unmasked, you had to go to the separate side of the building. And also,
they did the same here in Keene, except they wouldn't even allow you in the building.
Really?
They set up a special little outside area where you could vote, and then they delivered your vote to the vote machine.
And then I also went to a Northfields selectman meeting, and where Jason had presented a questioning the IRS type warrant article, irrelevant. But we went to this meeting, and the front section was masked individuals. The back half, right? You got to stay in the back. Were the unmasked people, and we had this wall of plexiglass.
Did they have to stay in the back, or is that just how it worked out?
No, that's how they set it up.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was felt very discriminatory and very like.
Well, it sounds very discriminatory.
I would say there's a little bit of power, distributing going out here. Like, if you were in the back and you were trying to speak, you had less likely a chance to speak.
That's right. Because you're less likely to be seen, and then you're harder to hear because you're in the back.
Yes.
But there's certainly a power dynamic going on here in regard to this mask thing. I can't help but notice that a lot of people who have nothing better to do love yelling at people for not wearing masks. The other day at my work, some little girl wanted to watch an employee, and she yelled at her. Oh, no, you have to stay 6 feet back. It's just insane. Well, I can't imagine yelling at a little kid.
I whenever I see someone without a mask on, I say, you have a very beautiful face. Can I give you a hug?
603-283-6160. The segregation is happening. What are your thoughts on it? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about whatever you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And evidently, gas prices are going up. Some places can't even get gasoline, it would seem. I didn't even know this was happening until I saw it on Fox News. Evidently, there was some sort of attack on...
Cyber attack.
Yeah, a cyber attack that they're blaming China for, I think.
It just sounds like another false flag, but that's just me.
So, according to Fox News, fuel shortages have widened across the East Coast as consumers continue to panic buy amid the fallout from a cyber attack. No, they're not blaming China. That's good, at least. On the Colonial Pipeline last week by Russian malware group DarkSide, who I've never heard of prior to this. I know that Kaspersky has identified the Equation Group and pretty much spells out that they're the NSA. The 5,500-mile pipeline system transports more than 100 million gallons of gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and heating oil per day, or roughly 45% of fuel consumed on the eastern seaboard between the Gulf Coast and the New York metro area. Well, luckily, this hasn't affected New Hampshire. They're aiming to substantially restore their system by the end of the week. That's pretty much all I've got on it. It then goes into, you know, a list of gas stations that don't have gasoline.
Yeah, that coming out of Chamblee, Georgia, more than 1,000 gas stations in the southeast reported running out of fuel. So this is a problem. This is like a run on like toilet paper, but it happens to be gas this time.
The dumbest, by far the dumbest part of this whole pandemic has been the initial loss of toilet paper, the run on toilet paper. That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen from human beings.
I don't... Well,
there's a pandemic. Better go out and buy toilet paper.
I would. I just want to say that they... I'm glad they're doing it now versus way too late, right?
You mean glad they're panic buying toilet paper?
Well, I just like the idea that people are prepping for some sort of, you know...
Well, the issue was that they weren't prepping, right?
Well, of course, yes, but at least they did something and that people are making a good judgment.
I don't know if that's a good judgment. I mean, people thought the world was going to come to an end because of COVID-19, and their initial plans for dealing with that was primarily buying toilet paper.
That's fair. I just want to say that, like, that the government is being poor judgment on maybe posting an article about it. Or, like, telling the world about it, when in reality is that's when the panic is occurring. They know that it's going to create more of a problem. If they're here to protect us, well, they're not. They're obviously doing this for some sort of strategical ends. I don't know what it is, but this is, you know...
The government?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they want power. Every government in history has wanted power over others, and this pandemic gave them the perfect excuse to secure more power. And to abuse that power. And as governments do, never give it back. I mean, governments, especially the United States government, it's designed to become larger and more powerful over time. Laws don't expire. That's the only proof we need that the government was designed to continually grow larger. Every new law they make is just one more going permanently onto the books.
Oh.
So what's going on with the gasoline right now? People are panic buying. I would argue that it's a better idea to just keep as full a tank as you can all the time because you never know what's going to happen.
Oh, sure. The Colonial Pipeline, the biggest fuel pipeline in the United States, delivering about 45%, I think you mentioned this, is consumed on the East Coast and was hit on Friday with a cyber attack, right? And they demand ransom to release them. So, I don't know how credible this is. This sounds more of like a false flag.
Ransomware is pretty big, and certainly hospitals have been hit with it. Cities have been hit with it.
Sure.
I wouldn't be surprised that a ransomware group successfully hacked or got ransomware planted in a pipeline company. That wouldn't be terribly surprising for me.
Especially given
how inept most of these IT companies are. I can't imagine how ransomware could take them down for a full week if they had a good IT staff. Should have been back up and running that day. But probably the stuff that became encrypted was not backed up prior to encryption.
Well, it's saying here that the large part of the pipeline resumed operations manually late Monday, and Colonial anticipates restarting most of its operations by the end of the week. So I don't know why
people are just
panicking that much.
Yeah, they just pushed the button to turn it back on, it sounds like.
Sure.
Instead of letting it happen automatically, now they're doing it manually.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still experiencing gas shortages because people are still panicking.
I mean, it would take a few days for this to come back and, you know, just a scare tactic. It's going to take a few days for this to get back to normal.
Well, toilet paper and other paper goods are still not back to normal in the United States. It's still difficult to find Cottonelle flushable wipes or toilet paper somewhere.
Sure.
And we're a year into this. It's like, what happened?
Hey, I want to solve a problem real quick. There's this thing called Lamb's Ear. You can use it. It's better than toilet paper. It grows wild. Probably in your backyard.
I would just buy
it. The look on your face right now, like, I don't want to use that.
No, my plan is to just buy a bidet. That was the initial plan. I just never actually got around to it. And then Amazon started resending my automatic shipments of wipes, so it just fell by the wayside as something for me to...
Yes, I highly encourage bidets. Your butt will thank you later.
So panic buying, it's never done anyone any good. In general, you should prepare basic necessities at the very least, like toilet paper, before some sort of catastrophic event occurs.
Sure.
Ideally, you would want some toilet paper, some bottled water, and some gasoline.
But in all fairness, of you suggesting this, that people should set up a reserve at their homes... This is going to create panic buying.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
Because they should be doing this slowly over the period of a year or two.
Right, right.
Instead of just running out to Walmart and, you know, buying all of the bottled water or whatever. But, you know, buy one case here, one case there, and just store it somewhere.
I mean, I saw a picture of people loading up gasoline in the back of their car. And they were putting the gas tank sideways to kind of reserve some space for the rest of the tanks that they just bought. And I was like, oh, boy, well, that was worth it, wasn't it? Just have your car smell like gasoline for the rest of your life. Because, you know, a little bit's going to drip out in there. I just find it funny. It's just
so people are panicking to the extent that they are actually buying gasoline jugs and buying more gas than their vehicle can even hold? They're panicking to that extent?
Yes.
Jesus.
Well, how do you think they're running out? I mean, people, if everyone topped off their tanks, there'd probably still be gas at the gas station. It's the ones that are buying tanks and bringing them home and didn't think about this sooner is the problem.
Well, I don't keep spare gasoline lying around in a jug, but I do my best to keep my cars at full tanks. So that's sort of the same thing.
I would say typically people have a couple gallons laying around if they're living out in the woods of sorts, yes.
I mean, it's good to have on hand. I probably do for my lawnmower or something like that, but
sure.
Not enough that's going to get me anywhere. What are your thoughts on the gas shortage? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You're vaccinated and everybody else is in the room is vaccinated, but you're wearing a mask. The American people just lost patience with us.
Republican Senator from Louisiana Bill Cassidy speaking during a Senate hearing on Tuesday regarding COVID-19. During that same hearing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is citing ongoing progress in reducing new cases of the coronavirus along with hospitalizations and deaths.
Daily averages of new infections dropping 76%, hospitalizations down 71%, and reported deaths decreasing by 75%.
A Georgia grand jury indicted Robert Aaron Long on multiple murder counts and other charges for the March 16th spa shooting in the Atlanta area, and a prosecutor is signaling that she's seeking the death penalty. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is pushing for more COVID-19 vaccinations across the United States.
We're going to be able to take a serious step toward a return to normalcy by Independence Day.
Hosting a virtual chat with a group of bipartisan governors, Biden noting ongoing positive trends on reducing new cases of the coronavirus, along with hospitalizations and deaths. The White House is calling for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and Hamas. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki adding,
"The president's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself and its people is fundamental and will never waver. We condemn ongoing rocket attacks by Hamas and other terrorist groups, including against Jerusalem."
Psaki also calling for a two-state solution to resolve long-standing conflicts between Israel and the Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he expects days of conflict. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. Now, for those who aren't aware, on March the 16th, government agencies conspired together. And they raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Andy and Renee Spinella, and Colleen Fordham, a 60-year-old grandmother. It's always worth pointing out. They arrested a 60-year-old grandmother, and they also raided and arrested me. We were taken into custody, but Ian Freeman and nobody remain in custody, although we're hoping that that's going to change very soon for Ian Freeman. No idea what's up with nobody. I've asked my attorney about it. He's got no updates. Check out thecrypto6.com for the full story. There are multiple ways where you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund, because these charges aren't a joke, and it's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect us from further aggression from the state. The case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help us in our fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to the Legal Defense Fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com. And I'm going to buy thecrypto666.com and have it automatically forward there as well. I don't think anyone will ever use it, but it will amuse me to know that I have thecrypto666.com. Now, earlier, we talked about Israel, Hamas, and the Gaza Strip and what's happening there. Evidently, it's ongoing. Israel, on Tuesday, that's today, stepped up its attacks on the Gaza Strip, flattening a high-rise building used by the Hamas militant group and killing at least three militants in their hideouts as Palestinian rockets rained down almost nonstop on parts of Israel. It was the heaviest fighting between the two bitter enemies since 2014, and it showed no signs of slowing. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I thought he had been removed from office for some reason. I guess not.
I don't think so.
He vowed to expand the offensive while Gaza militants unleashed a fierce late-night barrage of rockets that set off air raid sirens and explosions throughout the densely populated Tel Aviv metropolitan area. Three women in Israel were killed by rocket fire and dozens of people wounded. The death toll in Gaza rose to 35 Palestinians, including 10 children. Over 200 people were wounded. In another sign of widening unrest, demonstrations erupted in Arab communities across Israel, where protesters set dozens of vehicles on fire in confrontations with police. The fighting between Israel and Hamas was the most intense since a 50-day war in the summer of 2014. Wow, these two bitter enemies fought a shorter war than the United States did against Iraq or Afghanistan, both of which, by the way, are still ongoing.
And they'll never end, probably.
It doesn't look like they're ever going to, man.
Until maybe the resources end.
Afghanistan turns 20 this year. Ugh. And American soldiers are still fighting there. 20 years later. That's insane. We will have people enlisting to go fight there who weren't even alive when 9/11 happened.
So how do they even know what they're fighting for?
They're fighting for the corporate interests of the military-industrial complex, whether they realize it or not. Hopefully they realize it. Hopefully people aren't enlisting. But that would be my number one advice. Go AWOL. Stop enlisting.
Yes.
I wouldn't say go AWOL. That's probably a really bad idea. It's a catchy slogan, but it's not of much
mentally
practical use.
AWOL, not physically.
I'm sorry?
Mentally AWOL.
Well, I mean, ideally you could get yourself discharged somehow, but in just over 24 hours, the current round of violence sparked by religious tensions in the contested city of Jerusalem increasingly resembled that devastating war. The booms of Israeli airstrikes and hisses of outgoing rocket fire could be heard in Gaza throughout the day, and large plumes of smoke from targeted buildings rose into the air. Israel resumed a policy of airstrikes aimed at killing wanted militants and began to take down entire buildings, a tactic that drew heavily international criticism in 2014. Understandably, you're going to kill a lot of innocent bystanders if you start taking down entire buildings.
Economically, it doesn't make any sense either.
Well, they don't care if they wreck the Gaza Strip economically.
No, I guess not.
In Israel, the nonstop barrage of rocket fire left long streaks of white smoke in their wake while the explosions of anti-rocket interceptors boomed overhead. Do you remember how the U.S. missile defense system was leaked to have been a failure?
For the Israeli border?
No, for the United States.
No, you know, I'm not familiar.
The United States government was working on a strategic missile defense system that would, you know, shoot rockets out of the air if they were heading over here. And the U.S. government was like, oh, yeah, that didn't work. It's so tragic. And I've argued.
Oh, yes, I remember this. Yes, yes.
And I've argued from the moment they said that's BS. It absolutely certainly worked. And we have seen them put that technology into action with these robotic drones they have that don't even have armor. They just have full camera coverage and they shoot bullets to deflect other bullets that are coming toward the drone.
Right.
And we see Israel's functioning right here. It's absurd to believe that the United States couldn't figure it out, but Israel did. Israel is using the technology that the United States figured out.
That's what I was going to say, is that I'm sure that Israel got the tech from the United States. So
the most unbelievable lie from the government I've ever heard was that it didn't work. I mean, they also did the same thing, and I think it was the U.S. Navy shot a satellite out of orbit.
Really?
Because its orbit was decaying and it was going to fall apart, and they're like, well, let's just blow it up. Same exact concept. And they're like, no, that didn't work. Anyway, in a nationally televised address, Netanyahu said that Hamas and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant groups have paid, and I tell you here, will pay a heavy price for their aggression. He claimed that Israel had killed dozens of militants and inflicted heavy damage on hundreds of targets. The campaign will take time. With determination, unity, and strength, we will restore security to the citizens of Israel. He stood alongside Defense Minister Benny Gantz, I don't know, a political rival, in a show of unity. There are lots of targets lined up. Oh boy, it sounds like he's having fun with this. This is only the beginning, Gantz said. The military said it was activating some 5,000 reservists and sending troop reinforcements to the Gaza border. The current violence has coincided with the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, a time of heightened religious sentiments. I didn't know it was Ramadan. That's right. The time of year at which it occurs changes each year. I always forget that. The current violence, because for me, it's associated with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Because the first one I went to was with Muslims for Liberty and Will Coley, and it happened to be during Ramadan that Porcupine Fest occurred. So every year I'm like, wait, it's not late June? How can it be Ramadan?
They were happy to give me free food, too, and I was very thankful for that.
He did that every night of that Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was inspiring.
Yes.
The current violence is... Okay, I said that. Critics say heavy-handed Israeli police measures in and around Jerusalem's old city helped stoke nightly unrest. Another flashpoint has been the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah, where dozens of Palestinians are under the threat of eviction by Jewish settlers. Just let that sink in.
Oh, settlers?
Settlers,
that's
yes,
the word like, you use?
That's the word they use.
Not conquerors, right?
Well, the white people settled North America...
Yeah.
Or what is now the United States.
I still think they conquered, too.
Oh, yeah. It was certainly a conquering. I would argue that settlers, I mean, there are already people there, you know. If
right.
it's unoccupied land, okay, sure, you're settling it. But there's literally already people there.
You're
conquering.
Being a 20th century, you know, you'd think that, or, you know,
yeah.
they could have solved this without violence.
Well, you would certainly hope so. But the state doesn't solve anything without violence because the state is violence. Confrontations erupted last week at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, which is this is from another story, evidently. At times, police fired stun grenades into the carpeted mosque. Talk about disrespecting a holy site.
Sure.
Now, I'm not even religious in that sense, but I can't imagine throwing stun grenades into a mosque.
Well, I mean, we did see three Bearcats raid the Free Talk Live and home of our friends here.
Well, they also did raid a mosque because there is
a church. Too, right?
There is a mosque at my residence, and they raided the Reformed Satanic Church, which is also a church at my residence.
So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
There were no stun grenades, at least. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of 2 number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Ara and Joa, and Aria and Joa. And apparently someone is in the kitchen cooking something, and you pointed this out, and I didn't even notice because I still have no sense of smell or taste.
It smells delicious.
I'm sure my Indian smelled and tasted delicious, too, but I couldn't taste it. I'm ready for this to go away. A lot of people keep asking me about the vaccine and whether or not I'm going to get it. And the answer to that is, of course not. I've already had it, and I was just fine. It irritated me with the loss of sense or smell, but it's not going to kill me. I see no reason to get vaccinated against something that is that minor.
If it gave you back your sense of smell, would you get it?
It will come back eventually on its own.
Okay, all right.
Presumably.
I was trying to make a hypothetical there.
No, I still wouldn't get it, though.
Okay.
But I'm told, you know, it's like 4 weeks for is the average. We're past the 4-week point at this point. I think we're closer to 6 or 7 weeks, and I still can't smell or taste anything.
That's very unusual, I would say.
It's extremely frustrating, man. It does come and go, like, I could smell my fabric softener the other day, but I can't smell it now. And none of these periods of being able to smell correctly have overlapped with any period where I was able to eat. So I still haven't tasted anything.
Well, if you could smell this lady I could smell earlier in the store, you probably would be thankful that you couldn't smell.
I'm sure there have been some smells that I haven't noticed that I would have been... that I would be glad to not have noticed.
I'm trying to make a positive out of this, okay?
Sure. It's so weird, man. Confrontations erupted, I've said that, on Monday evening. Hamas began firing rockets from Gaza. From there, the escalation was rapid. In a televised address, Hamas exiled leader said Israel bore responsibility. It's the Israeli occupation that set Jerusalem on fire, and the flames reached Gaza. Palestinian health officials gave no breakdown of the death toll in Gaza, but Islamic Jihad confirmed that 3 senior commanders were killed in a strike on their hideout in a Gaza City apartment building. The health ministry said 10 children and a woman were also killed. Netanyahu said that Israel had attacked hundreds of targets. The fiercest attack was a set of airstrikes that brought down an entire 12-story building.
Wow, a whole building.
The building housed important Hamas offices, as well as a gym and some startup businesses. That's a lot of innocent bystanders.
Sounds like it.
Israel fired a series of warning shots before demolishing the building, allowing people to flee, and there were no casualties. Well, that's good at least. Israel,
or so they say.
Yeah, it's hard to trust the Israeli government about who they're killing and who they're not killing. Israeli aircraft heavily damaged another Gaza City building early Wednesday, because they're ahead of us. The nine-story structure housed residential apartments, medical companies, and a dental clinic.
A drone, that's not important to keep around.
A drone fired 5 warning rockets before the bombing. Fighter jets struck the building again. Now, how are these warnings going down? Are they, like, pointing decoy rockets at the building? I mean, or the rockets exploding over the building, saying, hey, get out of here. I don't understand. I'd be curious to know exactly how these warning rockets are being done. Fighter jets struck the building again after journalists and rescuers had gathered around. There was no immediate word on casualties. The high-rose building stood 200 meters away from the Associated Press Bureau in Gaza City, and smoke and debris reached the AP's office. Soon after the bombing, Hamas announced that it would resume its attacks and aimed 100 rockets at the Israeli desert town of Beersheba. Hamas said the renewed barrage was in response to the strike on the building. Who fired rockets first here? That's what I really would like to know. And I don't think anyone is going to give me the honest answer to that. And I don't mean going all the way back to the 16th century about who attacked who first. I mean, in this particular instance, who fired the first rocket?
That's a good question.
And why? He claimed that Israel had killed dozens of militants and inflicted heavy damage on hundreds of targets. That would be Netanyahu. Oh, I scrolled up a lot to look at something. Soon after, the Israeli military said hundreds of rockets were launched toward Israel. 2 women, including an Indian caregiver, were killed in separate rocket strikes in the southern city of Ashkelon. There are a lot of people dying. Can they do some ecstasy together? Can we just get Hamas and Netanyahu and his friends to do a bunch of ecstasy and just hang out for a couple of hours and put this behind them forever?
It might work.
I think that would work. I can't imagine any of these people on ecstasy would continue their hatred of the others. It's not how ecstasy functions. Then, late at night, Hamas said it unleashed a barrage of 130 rockets toward Tel Aviv in response to the destruction of the high-rise. As the rockets rose into the skies, mosques across Gaza blared with chants of God is great, victory to Islam, and resistance. One rocket killed a woman in the city of Rishon LeZion, and another struck a bus in the nearby city of Halan, wounding 3 people, including a young girl. So neither one of these sides is doing anything that's morally good. They're both killing innocent bystanders. That's the issue with modern war. You know, it's no longer 2 armies lining up to shoot at each other like idiots. It's this. It's rockets and killing innocent people.
These strategic motions that create political strategy and I'm sure Israel has a better, much more advantage situation when they have control of the news, whereas the Palestinians are just, you know, it's word of mouth or underground spreading of the word. So it sounds like, in essence, it sounds like the Palestinians are winning if this is how the Israelis are acting towards them. You know, like, I'm not saying that they should send missiles over there, but it's really showing that that there's still a big threat to them, you know, and that people are just trying to live their days, and Israel just doesn't want anything to do with it because they feel threatened.
Well, it's not just that. It's Israel wants them to give up their land so that Israelis can have it, rather than letting the Palestinians live their lives. They're like, no, we want that land too.
Yeah, land that's been owned in the families for probably hundreds of years, and they're just trying to take it over to build a shopping mall or something.
Yeah, because they want it, essentially. You know, I was just thinking about it. My comment about war, if war was still an occasion where, you know, the U.S. soldiers went out there and they fought directly against the Taliban soldiers or whatever, I would not necessarily be opposed to that. It's just a bunch of idiots getting hired to shoot at other idiots who were hired to shoot at other idiots.
Right.
Everyone there is consenting to it, just like with a boxing match. And I'm not against boxing.
Right.
But the issue is that we're not doing that anymore. That's not what war is. War is the targeting of innocent civilians. And it became that way during World War II, and it never went back.
I mean, the results of what they're doing is not only you could die, but the mental health impact that it that not only does that they can go through, but how it spreads back into their home countries, either the United States or Israel or Palestine. You know, it really affects. It's a snowballing effect amongst the community and economics and just life and culture. It's just it's detrimental, and this is not what we need. We need peace.
The violence was beginning to spill over to Israel's own Arab population, where angry demonstrations erupted across the country. In the central city of Lod, thousands of mourners joined a funeral for an Arab man killed by a suspected Jewish gunman the previous night. The crowd clashed with police and set a synagogue and some 30 vehicles, including a police car, on fire. Paramedics said a 56-year-old man was seriously hurt after his car was pelted with stones. The mayor of that city described the situation as civil war, and the government ordered a deployment of paramilitary border guards from the West Bank to Lod. In neighboring Ramla, ultra-nationalist Jewish demonstrators were filmed attacking cars belonging to Arabs. And we thought we had racism problems here in the United States. And here we have Arabs attacking Israelis, Israelis attacking Palestinians, and it's all ultimately... It could easily be avoided if people would just peacefully coexist. In the northern port town of Acre, protesters torched a Jewish-owned restaurant and hotel. Police arrested dozens of others at Arab protests in other towns. Diplomats sought to intervene, with Qatar, Egypt, and the United Nations working to deliver a ceasefire. All three served as mediators between Israel and Hamas. The UN Security Council planned to hold its second closed emergency meeting in 3 days on the escalating violence, an indication of growing international concern. Council diplomats, speaking on condition of anonymity because discussions have been private, said the UN's most powerful body did not issue a statement because of U.S. concerns that it could escalate tensions. The escalation comes at a political limbo in Israel. The whole situation is a mess.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are dying, and I just urge all sides to put down the weapons. Lay down your arms. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.